I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. It is Tuesday, 4 p.m. As you all know, Team List Tuesday, our favourite time of the week. Only two games this weekend, the two prelim finals. You have got the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Manly Seagulls Friday night, 7:50 p.m. And then Saturday afternoon, I believe it's been moved to the afternoon so it doesn't clash with the AFL Grand Final. So you've got one hell of a Saturday arvo locked in as far as sport goes. You've got the Melbourne Storm taking on the Penrith Panthers at 4 p.m. As I said, team lists have just dropped. Let's have a live look into these sides. So the South Sydney Rabbitohs at fullback, Blake Taff. On the wings, Alex Johnson and Jackson Paulo. In the centres, Dane Gagai and Campbell Graham. The halves, Adam Reynolds, the skipper, potentially his last game for South Sydney or his second last game in red and green, partnered by his 5'8", one of the form players in this competition, Cody Walker. Up front, Mark Nichols and Tevita Totola, with Damien Cook wearing jersey 9. On the edges, Keon Kulamantungi and Jaden Sua, with Cam Murray wearing jersey 13. On the bench, jersey 14, Benji Marshall, 15, Jacob Host, 16, Tom Burgess, and 17, Jai Arrow. Pretty handy bench there for the Rabbitohs. Their extended bench, Tane Milne, Patrick Mago, Braden Burns, and Jed Cartwright. For the Manly Seagulls, at fullback, the form player in this competition, Tom Trbojevic. On the wings, Jason Saab and Ruben Garrick. Brad Parker and Morgan Harper make up your centres. Foz and Chez in the halves. Up front, Josh Aloye and Marty Tapau. Keep in mind, Marty Tapau started from the bench last week, so keep an eye on that, with Lachlan Croker in jersey 9. On the edges, Ola Katoa and Josh Schuster, with Jake Trbojevic-Gerbo wearing jersey 13. On the bench, the man that made the difference last week, Dylan Walker, Carl Lawton, Sean Kepi, and Taniela Paseka. As I said, Kepi did start last week, so keep an eye on that situation. Their extended bench, Sipley, Moses Suli, Curtis Sirenen, and Tevita Funa. I'm not expecting any changes to either of those sides. There was rumours going around that Josh Mansour may make his way back into this South Sydney squad. He has not been named. I'm not expecting any changes to either of these sides. Let's have a look at the Melbourne Storm taking on the Penrith Panthers, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon before the AFL Grand Final. For the Melbourne Storm, at fullback, Ryan Pappenhausen. On one wing, George Jennings. On the other side, as we reported earlier, Josh Adokar makes his return. In the centres, Remus Smith and Justin Olam. The halves, Jerome Hughes and the money man, Cam Munster. Up front, Jesse Bromwich and Christian Welsh, with the Cheese in jersey 9. In the back row, Felice Kafusi and Kenny Bromwich, with Dale Finucane in jersey 13. Their bench, Harry Grant, Tui Kamakamika, Nelson Asofa Solomona, and Nico Hines. What a bench, good God. That would be the best hooker and the best fullback in probably 80% of football teams running around this year, and these guys are on their bench. Unbelievable. Their extended bench, Aaron Penne, Tommy Eisenhuth, Chris Lewis, and Isaac Lume-Lume. I'm assuming Lume-Lume there, just in case Josh Adokar does not play, but from what I've gathered, he will be there this week. For the Penrith Panthers, at fullback, Dylan Edwards, has been reports that he has been limping around this week, so keep an eye on that. One wing, Stephen Crichton. On the other wing, Brent Naden. Keep in mind, though, Brian Toto's on the extended bench. We'll get to that in a second. In the centres, Paul Momorowski and Matty Burton. The halves, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary. Up front, Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris with Appy Curacao in jersey 9. On the edges, Viliami Kikau and Kurt Capewell with Isaiah Yeo wearing jersey 13. On the bench, Tyrone May in jersey 14, Scott Sorensen 15, Tevita Pangai Jr. 16, and Liam Martin in jersey 17. Obviously, Mitch Kenny is out of this side, so Tyrone May comes onto the bench. Mitch Kenny has missed the squad altogether. No real shock there. Your extended bench, Isaac Tago, Spencer Lienu, Jermaine Hopgood, and of course, Brian To'o. Obviously, if Brian To'o is able to play, he will come straight into this side, but you would have to assume there would still be some question marks around To'o. If he wasn't able to play last week when it was a sudden death game, you would have to imagine it's reasonably serious. He did come back from his original injury incredibly quickly, so I'm not the NRL physio, not the guy to ask about this, but interesting to keep an eye on him during the week. Look, as far as these teams go, no huge shocks here, realistically. We're expecting Mitch Kennedy to be out. Good to see Brian To'o named. We're expecting Josh Addo-Carr to come back as well, so pretty stock standard with that side. And as far as South Sydney and the Manly Seagulls go, no real changes here. They'll both essentially be 1-17 as they were last week. So a cracking weekend of footy to come. We'll have our full preview, our coaches' clipboards, and everything coming as the week goes on. Stay tuned for plenty more content on the Rugby League Guru podcast, including later tonight. We've got a special on the 2014 South Sydney Rabbitohs. We will be going through each and every one of the teams that are left and going through the last time they won a premiership, analysing that season, that squad, and how they got there. Really interesting listening. Little bit of a flashback to the last time all these teams lifted the trophy. Stay tuned, guys. That'll be coming later tonight on the Rugby League Guru podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.